You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Land contracts have been around for a long time. If you can't get a mortgage, they can look like a good alternative to becoming a homeowner. You put some money down and pay the owner of the house in installments over time. But unlike a mortgage, you don't actually get the deed until the contract is paid in full. Since the housing crash, land contracts have become big business across the country.
Stop renting and start buying. $500 down, $500 a month. Good credit, bad credit, no credit. We have something for everyone. Call Detroit Property Exchange at 888-FLIP-DETROIT. $500 down at $500 a month. List or buy your home today. Multiple financing
Ground Zero, Detroit, where companies are offering thousands of vacant, foreclosed-on homes to people who can't get traditional mortgages. Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett teamed up with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX and has this story.
I like living in here because our stuff is here.
Kimora Beecham is 5 years old. This white, vinyl-sided bungalow is the third place she's called home. The last two were rentals. But Kimora's mom and dad, Denise Pope and Kevin Beecham, they didn't want to rent anymore.
And that's all I wanted to do is become a homeowner and better myself for my children.
But Denise says there were problems.
I didn't have the right type of credit or the amount of money to get a home.
So they found this house with a big evergreen tree out front. It's on the fringes of a desirable neighborhood, the kind of stable neighborhood lots of Detroiters aspire to. And it was available for $18,000 on a land contract.
And all you have to do is put a substantial amount down and then pay $500 a month, which sounded pretty decent for us at the time. We just had our taxes and we were ready.
They put $3,500 down. Besides the $500 installment payments, they agreed to pay the seller $83 each month for property taxes. And they figured they'd be homeowners in just a few years. They moved in, painted the walls, put new pipes in.
Watch your step. Like I
say, Kevin is in the process of putting in a furnace. The old one got stripped by vandals.
So I just took it out and put another one in, bought a used one at the resale shop at Habitat for Humanity.
Now he's waiting for an electrician friend of his to come by and finish hooking it up. In spite of the work it needs, he says he's thankful for this house.
We got a home, we got a roof, and just crawl before you walk. Ain't nothing new, you just gotta keep your head up, pray, put it in the Lord's hands. That's all you can do.
Everything was going along fine until last fall. That's when Denise came home to find a yellow notice on the front door. In Detroit, everybody knows what those yellow cards mean. They're a warning from the county that a house is headed to auction for unpaid property taxes. Denise and Kevin went down to the county to try to figure out what was going on. They found out the house had a back tax bill from before they ever signed a contract to buy it. Kevin says they were told the person who owned their house had already been there.
And they were denied a payment plan. So that's what really made us scared.
Scared because the county could seize the house for back taxes. Kevin and Denise say they kept paying the $500 a month toward their contract, but they started withholding their tax payments while they worked out an agreement with the seller. Then the seller served them with eviction papers.
And we about to move.
That's 5-year-old Kimora again. She and her family might not actually have to move out, not yet anyway. A judge dismissed their eviction case because it wasn't filed with the right paperwork. But Denise says the whole thing has shaken up her family.
And it had my kids thinking, oh, well, we gotta move again. Oh, we're about to lose our house with my little baby. She walked right up to you and said, well, we're gonna move again. You know, that's all she know right now. You know, and I'm hating that because she's only 5.
Denise says a year ago, she thought a land contract was her way into the American dream, a way to pass something of real value onto her kids that they could build on.
I've just been let down with this land contract stuff here. I just see sharks.
So let's talk about this land contract stuff here for a minute. Sarah Mancini is with the National Consumer Law Center. She's interviewed people across the country who've gotten into predatory land contract deals.
Most people that we've spoken to had no idea that the papers they signed were any different from a mortgage loan. But what they knew was they found a house and they found someone who said, we can make you the owner of this house.
The biggest problem Mancini sees is that people who get into land contracts have all the obligations of homeownership with none of the rights and protections of homeownership. They don't have a deed. They often don't get the tax breaks of a homeowner, even though they have to pay taxes and home insurance. And Mancini says if they fall behind on their payments, there's no foreclosure process.
So you could be living in a house making these payments for years, and if you had a normal mortgage, you would be building up equity in the home. But in a land contract, they have this thing called a forfeiture clause that says that if you miss a single payment, the seller has the right to forfeit the contract and keep all the money you've paid and evict you like a tenant.
Welcome to the 3rd District Court, State of Michigan, City of Detroit. The Honorable Judge Cynthia Latoya Miller presiding.
In Detroit, this is where those forfeiture cases wind up. 36th District Court is one of the nation's busiest housing courts. In 2016, 34,000 cases were filed. 34,000 cases for four judges. Cynthia Latoya Miller is one of them.
And I will tell you, in the 11 years I've been a judge, there's been a marked increase in these land contract cases.
So how many land contracts are there in Detroit? We analyzed 13 years of records from Wayne County, where Detroit is. In every year but one since the crash, there were more land contracts than mortgages. In some years, double the number. And there are likely many more land contracts than the records show. That's because there is no law that requires them to be recorded anywhere at all. That's true in almost every state. So across the country, in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, just to name a few, there's this whole segment of the housing market that's unregulated, and no one knows exactly how big it is. And in Detroit, Judge Miller says as land contracts have come under scrutiny, she started to see a new type of contract. They're leases with an option to purchase.
There isn't a law that says they cannot do these things that I'm aware of, and that's the problem. But ethically, they're questionable, and they do set up people for failure.
The guy who sold Denise and Kevin their house declined to be interviewed. So did two other property management companies that do a lot of business in Detroit. Both of them said there was just no upside to talking to a reporter about land contracts. But there is a real estate broker in the Detroit neighborhood where I live who was more than willing to talk to me.
Okay, we have 3, 6, 8 different boards, starting with our rentals and commercials, rentals and residential, land contract commercials.
Robert Labute is a tall guy with a tall guy personality. 3-piece suit, monogrammed shirt, French cuffs. He's been selling real estate since the 70s. Along one whole wall inside Robert's office is whiteboard after whiteboard with the agency's different types of listings. He says his land contract listings are way up.
Like 20, 40, 50, 60 properties, and I have another 50 to put up.
There are just a few listings on the board for traditional mortgage sales.
Most of these boards used to be all traditional.
But then came the housing crash. Tens of thousands of homes in Detroit were seized by the banks. Many of them wound up vacant. And Labute says suddenly his inventory changed.
Because in the 70s, I had a product with a little old lady living in the house that had nicotine all over the place because she smoked like a train. But everything was perfect because we had city inspections. Now these houses are trashed. They're beat up. Over the past 2 years, we've had to take furnaces and water heaters out of any house that becomes vacant. Otherwise, it's gone. There's not a house that has copper in it anymore. That's gone.
And Labute says no bank is going to give you a mortgage to buy a house like this, so...
The land contract, I think, is a great medium for people to buy homes. There's some that are not as good as others.
Labute says all his deals disclose things like back taxes. And his buyers get statements, so they know what they're paying toward principal and interest. Not everybody operates this way.
Buyers need to be aware if they're getting into a land contract that they don't sign documents on the back of someone's trunk.
Mm-hmm. The huge inventory of houses in Detroit has attracted all kinds of investors, from retirees living abroad to big firms with private equity backing. They can't sell the homes on the traditional mortgage market, so they're either looking to unload them for cash or with land contract type deals.
Hello, I'm with the Home Savers campaign, and we're talking to people who've bought their homes through Vision Property.
Danae Butler has been canvassing the streets of Detroit for the past couple of days, knocking on the doors of homes owned by Harbor Portfolio Advisors and Vision Property Management. Both those companies scooped up thousands of properties cheap from Fannie Mae, the government-backed mortgage giant. Those firms then sold the homes on land contracts all over the country, including here in Detroit. The Home Savers campaign is trying to educate these would-be homeowners about what their contracts say and then organize them to hopefully leverage better deals for themselves.
Hi. Hello. Are you the property owner here?
Yes.
Hi. I'm Danae, and I'm with the Home Savers campaign.
In the front yard of Stavina Dobson's house, four boys are playing football and doing backflips. She got this house 4 years ago from Vision Property Management for $20,000 on a land contract. Property records say Vision got it for just $850. Stavina put in all new plumbing and electrical. She tells Danae Butler she recently called the company to see if she could pay off the contract early.
And they wouldn't let you.
No, for $15,000 because only $5,000 went to principal, and I've been paying $376 for the last 5 years.
Stavina says she didn't get statements from Vision, so she didn't realize that most of her land contract installment payments were going to interest and not the principal, so she owed a lot more than she thought. In April, the city of Cincinnati sued both Vision and Harbor Portfolio Management for selling rundown homes to buyers who couldn't keep up with repairs and payments and often defaulted on the high-interest deals. And just a few days after the Home Savers campaign visited Detroit, Fannie Mae announced it would stop selling properties to Vision Property Management. But Fannie Mae isn't the only place where investors can score big bundles of cheap properties. Since 2009, more than 100,000 properties have gone into tax foreclosure in Wayne County. Every September, the county auctions off the properties it seizes. And this is the guy who runs that auction.
How you doing?
You are the man that I've been seeing on television.
Oh, you saw me on TV?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Eric Sabree is the Wayne County treasurer. He says no one used to know who the treasurer was or what he did.
This is Wayne County treasurer Eric Sabree.
Now he gets stopped by strangers who recognize his face from billboards or TV.
Our office is here to help you. Come see us and find out your options. Don't risk losing your home to foreclosure.
The scale of tax foreclosure here in Wayne County is probably 10 times what it is in the next highest county, which I think is Cuyahoga County in Ohio, where Cleveland is. Probably 10 times more.
Sabree says there are three kinds of buyers at the auction. They're the ones he calls amateurs. They might buy one or two houses, but they don't really know what they're doing. There are responsible investors who buy up properties, fix them up, and sell them. He figures maybe half the buyers fit into those two categories.
And the other half are people who kind of do the land contracts or just sit on the properties. They treat them as like commodities, treat the houses like commodities, like they're buying a bushel of wheat or something.
There's no question the tax auction has helped contribute to a spiral of staggering displacement and vacant homes in Detroit. Peter Hammer is a law professor at Wayne State University and directs the Damon Keith Center for Civil Rights there. He says, just look around Detroit. It's hard to describe what happened here as anything less than devastation.
And that devastation creates forms of exploitation that are historic in nature, but are now coming up at levels that we've never seen before.
Hammer says it's important to put Detroit in context here. This is a city that's 80% African American. The median household income is $26,000. Homeownership is considered one of the surefire ways to get ahead. But communities like Detroit, communities of color, have been shut out of that opportunity again and again.
So you now have had centuries of disproportionate access to the housing market, disproportionate access to the ability to acquire and transfer wealth. And so this notion of who can get credit, who cannot get credit to buy a house, has profound long-term consequences on who ultimately has basic wealth.
Detroit once had one of the highest rates of homeownership in the country. It's now just over 50%, well below the rest of Michigan and the rest of the country. There are some programs working to reverse the decline in homeownership. Credit counseling, home buyer workshops, mortgage assistance. And there are some who say land contracts or lease-to-purchase deals could actually be a good way to help people become homeowners. They say those contracts don't have to be predatory instruments, that if they're written right, they can actually deliver on the promise of homeownership without a mortgage.
Sarah Hewlett produced that story in collaboration with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. You can hear the whole show about the decline in home ownership by going to revealnews.org. And we have more information about how Detroit's housing market has changed since the crash at our website, michiganradio.org.